You know, you want to make sure he knows you. Make sure. And those who claim they belong to the Lord must turn away from all wickedness. So if you know God, or you think you know God, and you haven't turned from all wickedness, then when things, bad things happen to you, you just seems like we never put it together that I'm being judged for my sin. Now then, the other day, we've had, I think Cheryl's had two or three experiences like this with stores where she's bought stuff and they're checking out so many things. When she gets home, she goes through each thing on the list to see what she's got. And there's been many times, or at least two or three times, here's something, a pair of shoes or whatever. I don't know what the things were, but they fail to check them out. They're not on the list. You know, now, the average person that's buying toys for children says, well, I got that one for free. Not this woman. She loads up her receipt, that pair of shoes, and drives all the way back down to wherever she got that and walks back in the store and says, I'm sorry, you forgot to charge me for this pair of shoes. You know, it probably cost her $10 to go back down there. But which way you want it? You don't want it to cost you $50. Oh, big time, yeah, yeah. You don't want, in other words, you don't want God to cut off your finances so you can't buy these kids nothing, right? So see, she understands the principles of the kingdom. And when it says, if we're really God's children, how much wickedness do we have to turn away from?
All.
All. All. That means we got to walk holy and obedient to His Word for Him to bless us, because God is holy. And if you don't live in that light with Him, He'll not talk to you. You know, you want to hear His voice. It says then, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver. And this is true. Not very many. In my house, there's not very many things made out of gold and silver. You know, so I understand when they say in a wealthy home, some have, well, you know, so maybe mine's not a wealthy house because I don't have much gold and silver, that's for sure. It says, but, and some are made of wood and clay. Now, we've got a whole lot more wood and clay. I mean, all these walls, and you see wood everywhere, don't you? You know, you don't see a lot of gold. In other words, this is not like the temple, Solomon's temple. You don't see gold all over the walls, do you? No, we ain't got that. But we're grateful for the wood and the worldly things that we have. It says, the expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. Now then, if you lived in a home that was a fairly well-to-do home, which I wasn't, but I have been in a few of those in my life, and the lady is going to have guests over, or her husband's going to have guests over, if she's got silver and special glasses and stuff, you can always tell these things have never been used or very rarely been used. Because this is, you get to go in with a special guest, and she's trying to put on her best foot. We don't eat like this every day. You know, we just don't do this normally. I mean, you know, in our home we use the regular stuff. You know, so if you drop a glass and break it, it ain't no big deal. You know, it's not, you know, it's not, it hadn't got gold all over it. So if you break it, it costs you $500. We don't live like that here. So it says, the expensive utensils are used for special occasions and the cheap ones for everyday use. 21 and 22. If you keep yourself pure, now there's that big word, if, you know, that's really a big word in the kingdom, isn't it? It's so many places in God's Word, if. Now, I want to be one of the ifs, don't you, Scott? Yes. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil God can use for His purpose, only if you keep yourself pure. Are we beginning to understand now why so few people in the church are being used for His glory? Because, you know, so many people in the church, I mean the average church member doesn't even go to church every Sunday, much less read His Word every day. And if you're not in the Word, God's not talking to you, you will miss it completely when He says, I have something for you to do today. You know, so if you're, I mean, just like I told this story many times about Kim, but it's a good one, how that they had the power go out at their home one day, and it was off all night long, and then the next morning, whenever the power still wasn't back on, when they went to prayer and asked the Lord what was the deal here, he told her to remit the sins of everyone on her block. And of course, immediately she said, "Lord, I can't remit the sins of all these people in this block." And then all of a sudden she thought, you know, Thurman's been teaching us that we have the right to remit people's sins. It's written in John 20:23. So she said, "Lord, forgive me. I remit the sins of the people on my block. Thank you, Lord." And instantly the power came back on.
Amen.
Now, isn't that amazing? Now, if y'all had not been walking in obedience to God's word, he wouldn't have spoken to you, Scott. You know that, don't you? Does it pay good dividends to be tuned in and keep yourself pure?
Amen.
Amen. Because when God talks to you, you can hear his voice. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil God can use for his purpose. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. I remember one day that Pat, she was over in North Dallas somewhere, and I think she'd come down a flight of stairs or something, and I think there was a little Spanish lady. I think I'm telling this right. It's been a long time. And the little lady had some kind of a problem, and Pat walked by her, and then the Holy Spirit prompted her to pray for this little woman. So she turned around and came back and prayed for this little woman, and God did something wonderful. Wasn't that you, Pat, that did that to you? Yeah. Healed her back right there. Took away her back pain and everything. Now see, if Pat is keeping herself clean and pure and walking in obedience to God's word, and Pat passes this woman that the Master wants to heal this woman, he will talk to his little obedient daughter and say, "Go back and pray for her, and I will heal her." Now, does it pay good dividends to do it God's way? How much wickedness do we need to get rid of? All of it. That's absolutely right. All of it. So we can be used for the Master for every good work. Now then, how would you like to bend the little lady on the other end? The little lady had the pain in her back. Oh, I might ask you, Jack, you had back pain for a long time. You don't like it either, do you? Aren't we glad when we get rid of all sin and the pain goes away? We are so grateful for God doing those things for us. He said, run from anything. Did he say walk away?
Run.
It must be important if he tells us to run away from something. You know, don't stay close to it. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. In other words, I guess the greatest lust in my heart when I was an 18-year-old boy, you know what it was?
A car.
That's absolutely right. I wanted a convertible. Ooh, I'd do anything except kill to get that car. And I'd work 20 hours a day. I'd do anything. I wanted a car. Isn't that amazing how we as young men have those kind of lusts to have a car? But I bet some of you guys have almost had it as bad as I did, you know, because y'all are men. God made us. But he says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Whatever it is, run from it. Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Anything. If there's something that makes you want to do right. In other words, if you go to church on Sunday and the pastor or somebody in that church is talking to you about walking holy, and if you feel good there and you like to talk with that guy, you ought to come see him more often, right? You need to be listening to the men that are out there, the women that are teaching you to walk in accordance to everything that's right. Not what's wrong, but what's right. Pursue faith and love and peace. Boy, I will have to say, if there is anything you ought to pursue, is faith and love and peace. Because, I mean, do we want to live in peace? Yes. I'm telling you, I don't think I've seen anything like what's going on in the world today. I mean, there's some kind of war or a potential war going on everywhere. I mean, the other day, here we are in one of our big aircraft carriers over there in the South Korean Sea, and the North Koreans don't want us there, and the Chinese don't want us there, and all kinds of crazy things. They're talking about, don't come any closer, we're going to shoot you down. Now, you know what kind of problem it would create if the Chinese or the North Koreans were to shoot a nuke and hit right in the middle of that aircraft carrier with 6,000 men on it and all them airplanes, the whole world would be at war. Aren't you glad you're Christians?
Amen.
Because if we get killed, it's over for us here. But we just started to live when we get home.
Amen.
And that's going to be wonderful, huh?
Amen.
Hey, you know, like I say, you know, I'm kind of like the guy sitting on the front row, and he said, everybody wants to go to heaven, stand up. And this old boy didn't stand up. Everybody else stood up, and he said, sir, don't you want to go to heaven? He said, yes, I do. He said, why didn't you stand up? He said, I thought you was getting the load ready to go right now. And he said, I'm not ready to go right now. Well, I really don't want to go right now either, but if the Lord comes for me right now, I am ready. I am prepared. You know, I mean, I love serving God, but I'm just kind of like Paul. Yeah, I think it's more beneficial if I stay here for some people, but for me, I mean, hey, my troubles are over when I get to go to heaven. Isn't that true? Yes, but we're not ready to leave right now. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Pursue faith and love and peace. And another thing you got to know there, that if you don't have that love, if you're not walking in peace, you're not walking in love, your faith will not work, because faith works by love. And so it just amazes me the number of people that'll learn what we teach, a little bit of it, and then they begin to stand for their healing. But they're not walking in love. You know, not walking in love. Well, my wife, you know, what's wrong with your wife? Well, I can't stand her. But I've got this problem with my left arm. But I'm standing in faith for Jesus to heal me. Guess what my suggestion is to them? You either get right with your wife and start loving her like Christ loved the church, and then come and I'll pray for you and God will heal that arm. If you do not, then you better go to a good doctor, because you're going to need him. Guarantee. Because you can't stand in faith if you're not walking in love. And one of the biggest problems today between a husband and a wife is a husband gets crossways with a wife. You know, and he talks evil about her and all kinds of bad things. And when a man talks evil about his wife...
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Use God's Mighty Weapons, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.